I'm joined here by Amy Boyle Carr. Amy, you've got the player of the match, an Ulster final debut for you, I do believe. How excited are you after that?
I suppose it's a bit surreal. You know, like, I look up to all these girls. Like, the past few years, I would have been water girl for them, and then to come in this year and get more game time and all, and to get to play so well and all, just, I'm delighted. Like, but at the end of the day, I'm just so happy that we could get the three in a row.
In commentary, we said today that there's been a lot of new faces in the Donegal camp compared to last year. I suppose there have been a few older heads who has steadied the ship and allowed these younger players to express themselves.
Yeah, well, as you said, like, they just steady the ship, but I suppose it's the mix of everyone that gives us that boost, you know, and the older players bring the younger players on so much, and it's just all about it's all about balancing it out, really.
Looking at your first half performance, it was brilliant. You played really, really well, and you got an early goal.
Yeah, I suppose we just worked on different things where we could exploit them and pushing up in the kickouts and all, and that's where we got a lot of luck from, and we won a lot of kickouts, and thankfully we got the early goals that really settled us.
You were playing a lot of soccer up to this year, and suppose you focused fully on GAA. Big move for you, but it's paid off.
Yeah, I suppose making the decision wasn't easy, like, but I just really had to go with my gut and what I was enjoying most at that minute, so thankfully it paid off, but either way I was happy.
There didn't seem to be any nerves by any of the, let's call them, the newbies on the team today. They really went at Armagh, give them absolutely no respect.
I suppose in the changing room before the match everyone was nervous, you know, but once you get onto the pitch, really, you have to put that out of your mind, like, and focus on the game, and thankfully that's what we did.
Your first Ulster medal. There's going to be mutes now that you could go all the way. I suppose a couple of wrongs from last year looking to be rewritten, I would say.
Yeah, I suppose we can just take it one game at a time, you know, like, both matches so far leading up to this game today, we were close to pull through, but we're just taking it one step at a time, and hopefully that we can go one step further this year, but we can only really take it as it comes.
Well, I'm joined by Eimear Gallagher. She's been renamed The Rock here from Maxie Kern. Well, you were a rock this afternoon in that, well, you were playing full back, wearing number three, but you were up and down St. Jernis Park all day this afternoon.
Yeah, I think I got a bit of a new role today, so I was a bit apprehensive about it, you know, but Maxie did really have his full faith in me that I would be able to do a job there. So no, it went really well. I think we went out with a really good attitude today that, you know, we weren't going to set up defensively, we were going to bring it to them from the first kick of the game, because, you know, they were kind of an advantage coming in as underdogs in a way. So, you know, a lot of people have said just during the week, gosh, you guys have this game won already, but we knew that wasn't going to be the case at all, so we really had to bring it to them from the hop.
Armagh, I suppose, they came in after last year. They were defeated by 28 points. It's well noted. You played in the quarter final, a game that just got out by the skin of your hair. But really, coming into this game, nobody really knew what way it was going to go. Armagh were maybe, you know, people thought that Donegal lost so many players that it was Armagh's time, but wasn't to be.
Well, that's it. You know, we've heard so much about that this year, about all the players that we don't have and, you know, who isn't with us anymore. And I think for ourselves, we had a massive point to prove today that this is the new Donegal, and that, you know, we have to forget about the players that we don't have anymore because they're not available to us. And I think the younger girls really, really set a marker today about that they can do jobs like Mark and Caroline Hanlon. Like, we had, you know, Niamh Boyle and Megan Ryan, very, very young girls that are just Megan still minor herself, that were able to do, you know, Mark, Caroline Hanlon out of it today. So I think it's a really, really positive future for Donegal, and I think today was a good starter for it as well.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the age brackets of some of them. You're in the older branch or branch of players here, but that come with youth from 16, 17, 18 into an Ulster final showed no signs of nerves this afternoon.
Not at all. Like, I think we started, you know, the season very, very positively in Croke Park against Dublin, and I think we had the same attitude today. We, you know, going in against Dublin, you know, we didn't live up to the expectation of Croke Park, and, you know, we didn't let it get into our heads. And I think the youngers have kind of carried that through with them in every game we've been playing, because today, whenever they came out, they were full of confidence, there was no nerves, they were just ready to do a job, and I think they did it really, really well.